Support this podcast at patreon.com/rednews.
Hello everyone, it's Red News Podcast 211 and we've missed you all, and I've missed Nathan. I gave him an extra long hug. I don't think he appreciated that.
Of course it is.
Just because I haven't seen him in ages since his sojourn, where he was... I liked the mix of drunk Nathan and the sound of the waves against the tide as he ranted against Unana. We've just had Aaron, who's living in Dublin, who reckons we're going to win 4-2 and who likes the pods and has supported the Mags, so that's what it's all about. But I hope he's right. And I actually feel no expectations. And do you know what I was thinking? Bournemouth really scarred me, but you almost forget how shit it was in the general gloom of what we've been since the last pod. We haven't had in a while. We win one, Villa, joy. We think, no, can we build on something? No, we don't, because we go to Forest. And the Bournemouth one is just horrendously. But I do think if Spurs play their high line, if Rashford can be asked, if we're clever, if Martinez and Casemiro, even as subs, should lift, then we've got a chance. And then I hope, beyond hope. How are we doing, lads? Are you all right? Have you had this one? You're on the pod. Have you had this one?
No.
Oh, great. Thank you. Nice one, mate. Right, what do you reckon today, lads?
Oh, I'd like to think of a win. I don't think it'll change the team much, though. I know Casemiro and Martinez are back, but I think he'll probably stick with the same bunch.
What gives you optimism with the win? Because I think they're high line.
Yeah, like Villa, really. You know, that you could see it in the first half. They were playing such a high line, Villa, that you kept thinking, just pop it in behind and let Rashford run.
Can cut through and get past players as long as Bruno gets the service right. Easy peasy.
How do you feel about it all? Because I was just saying, it feels... It's only a month since Bournemouth.
Yeah.
And that scarred me immeasurably in a doomy period.
I know what you mean. Because I support the manager, but at the same time, I do think he's made a few tactical errors recently. So that has made me waver a bit. But having said that, I'm travelling hopefully with the Ratcliffe Ineos thing, because I think if they can change the structure behind the manager, then it'll be a better. It should service the team better. I'm really not a fan of Murta at all. I really don't think he's a very good director of football. He was a physiotherapist. Came with Moyes, and suddenly he's the most powerful man at the football club in terms of sporting.
I would say, like, read the gossip. I agree, and like the United are now briefing, as we've said before, Everton tax. He's not United level, but these people gave him the job and also were pally with him for X amount of time. So you could have, if they knew this, when did they start spotting it? You know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, it's a bit of an old pals act. I mean, you know, to me, Nicky Butt or Mickey Phelan, who wanted that position, should have got it.
But are they the level we need to? But I mean, we need to start. I think, you know, like, there's terms we might bring Eric and Beckham back. Get good on a level of, you know, commercialism, if that. But we need the best in class, and we've got to stop thinking, you know, the United links, because they haven't done us much favours.
No,
we went for the next Fergie, and that didn't work.
Yeah.
You know.
No, I totally agree. I don't disagree with you at all. You know. But if they were going to promote from within, surely they were the two that you'd look at before somebody had been a physiotherapist. And, you know, I mean, the whole Ranić thing drove me mad, really, because there was a director of football hiring another director of football, essentially. What did he want? His diary?
And you know? I saw that the American bloke who went to Leeds, he said there was a lack of cohesion. Tell us something we don't know. You just think there's shambles. You know, like getting rid of Paul McGuinness in the academy.
Yeah.
He didn't want to go. And it didn't lead us to better. So you hope the new lad, Nick Cox, seems genuine, seems... But you've got to start making long... Do you agree?
Yeah.
I totally agree, yeah.
God bless. Come on, mate. It's not very often four United fans agree with each other. What is this?
It just makes sense, doesn't it? It's common sense, because you go, oh, we could do a bit of that, or they're planning to do this. Just do the simple thing.
Do you agree with the Ratcliffe? Because we're going to get into that after the game.
Yeah, I mean...
For us.
I mean, now it's happening. It's just sort of like, it's the whole, well, if we're gone for it, so let's really go for it. Let's actually support him, because it's all this sort of, like, same with managers and stuff. You get these managers in, if you don't support them, then they can't make a difference. He's in now, he wants to do his stuff. Just make sure that he can make the changes.
But is there any concerns that I have? There's cautionary I'm trying to articulate it for the next mag. I don't know what I think totally. It's definitely a step forward, but equally the shadow of the Glazers, you know, this 18 months, they could find another bar. It still leaves that tiny wriggle room for them.
Yeah, and they still have the casting vote, don't they, essentially? I was reading about the French CEO that was allegedly going to come in, and he's... It sounds like the Glazers will have the final say, and he won't get the post. He'll get some other minor post within the club.
Well, then my fit. This is United. We have a spectacular ability through good and bad. But I got on the tram. I'll let go. But no, I got on the tram today, and it was coming to Old Trafford, and it said next stop Old Trafford. And a young lad, really young, just went yes. And sometimes you just forget, be reminded that. We don't have to be miserable all the time.
Eternal optimist.
I was 5-0, we're in, and they battered it out of me. Anyway, let's say your names, lad, because I don't know.
Oh, I'm Trevor.
Jack.
Max.
Right, predictions.
4-0.
Oh!
2-0.
2-0.
3-0.
3-0. Right, cheers. Take. Melissa. What? Prediction. Are you coming on this?
Of course I am. Yeah, I don't know. 2-0. Late one off someone's ass.
And how are you?
I'm all right.
Off someone's ass is progress. Right, so I've asked you to come on quickly.
Yeah, I've come on to represent the Manchester Munich Memorial Foundation. That's the MMF, and we raise money for kids' charities and kids' causes across Europe. That's in Manchester, Lancashire, Munich, and Belgrade. Obviously, all places that are relevant to United's history. And we do this to basically promote the legacy of the Babes and the team that we've lost. Sort of like. Out of the darkest hour of United's history, that a bright, inspirational future can be made. And we have just started our annual fundraiser, started last week. We've got about £1,000 or so. Everyone has been mad generous, and I'm saying thank you. But go on, it's on Just Giving. If you type in MMF, that's three M's and an F, it'll come up saying like Melissa Moore is raising money. Go on there, go and give whatever you can do. Don't forget to put on the gift aid, because that'll give us an extra 25%. You don't get very much out of the government anymore, but here you go. And it means that we can carry on supporting these causes. Part of the stuff is this year we're taking representatives of the charities of people that have been helped by the charities, and we're taking them as a representative to go and see Munich. Some of these people have never left the country before and have never means to, and it's basically just proper positive
vibes.
You've
done this before, Melissa, haven't you?
I might have done.
And you are the author of the it's staggered, apologies, because United is never dull. We've always got something to talk about. So I've had to stagger and delay the Loss in the Mists of Time Channel 4 appearances.
Do you know what? It's all right, because it's keeping people on the edge of the seats. Do you know what I mean? It's what happens next?
The great thing is, when I was taking screenshots in the water, dragging your bag.
That damn rucksack.
So you were before all these travel shows.
Oh, we were the first ones.
With Barmy Charlie, God bless.
Barmy Charlie and Herb Tree.
Charlie, if you had a night out with Charlie then. South
yeah, exactly. You would never forget.
No joy United, my jammers.
But what? How's my United?
No joy.
Do you know what? It's every time. It's like you were saying about that lad, like little legs getting off the tram. And also, it was like going to Wigan. I got off the train. And, people are all sat on the road. You're like, older people are like, oh, bloody hell, bloody football. And there was this little group of lads who were all sort of like from probably 13 to 18. And they've come off the train. And they're all going, United, like marching into Wigan, like that. And it was like buzzing. Yes, mate. All right. Just that buzz, and part of it, I've always said it's the world's greatest social club. It doesn't matter about the bloody football.
What
do you know what I mean?
Exactly. What do you reckon about that, Cliff?
I think it's a step in the right direction. I didn't want the Qataris, it's not for me. I'm not massively into fracking either or being a Brexit supporter, but it's at least it's less influence for them. And I think we're talking about Mirto, who is one of the worst people in football. You know that he sacked two of the Fergie scouts because they told him that they weren't good enough. Said, "Oh, these players you're choosing are shit," so he sacked him. Do you know what I mean? It's like, who the hell is this man? Oh, he's a slimy git. Sorry, right. That's a personal opinion.
No.
But he's all about protecting his own position. He's nothing about the club.
That's what the whole club has been
exactly
about, protecting their position.
Exactly.
Until we have
the money.
A proper root and, you know.
Root and branch.
There's always
kick.
Hope. Yeah. I looked at the Banksy that I have over my fridge.
Yeah,
there's always hope. And I hope.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I have to. And the fanzine, and you're not going to particularly like some of you, the next mag, because we've got a challenge. We've got to point out about St.
James. Absolutely.
We've got to point out about Brailsford. You know, we can't have them in without a fanzine doing fanzine things.
Yeah,
and a lad went, I disagree with the last mag, I might not buy the next one. So I had a long and persuaded him, but I said, write your
point.
Response. And that's the point of a fanzine. And we're getting away from that culture of, again, I keep saying it, reiterating, if you disagree with someone, put
write
your view.
Because your view, this is the thing, this is why the fanzines are there, is that it has to be our voice. It's something that is completely unsanitised.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, and everybody is, everybody has got the entitlement to come and say what they want to say about the club, whether anyone agrees, no one agrees, or if someone just wants to hit you. That is the point of it, that it is there and it is set in stone because it's been there and it's been printed. You can be
Wouldn't it be nice one day when we're about 80 that we walk off everyone into the distance like some only proven horses, Nirvana, where we don't argue about anything. Right. See you later.
When skies are red, fucking
right,
buzzing,
thanks
mate.
For that.
Thanks, buddy. Cheers.
Right. That was a nice little interlude. Hello, Nick.
Hiya.
You're late, aren't you?
Isn't it late?
Yes.
Yeah.
Always.
You
He's
are
blaming
late,
coffee this time.
Did you want a coffee?
Yeah, it would have been nice.
Yeah, in the cold. Lads, do you want a coffee? Yeah, my hands are actually freezing and Nathan's not got any gloves. But are you right there, as he just lifts it to his... I hope the fucking Tampa fucks get fucked on Monday night.
Yeah, we probably will.
Are you right, Nick?
And even if it was
a hug.
Oh, fucking hell. That was the worst hug I think I've ever had.
It's
actually freezing cold.
It was a pathetic hug. Can I just give you some... We're going to talk loads after the game. We've got lots of things. One thing that Wigan, I was encouraged from my Bournemouth do, that at least we created chances. But do you know, like, I'm not going to... Rashford's had enough people getting on his back this week. I thought the social media of the PR teams, you know, come on, it's not a good look. And we're trying to... protect an image of United being a bit of a bond, but I will say, so I'm not going to particularly knock him even though he's really disappointing me, but I looked at him Wigan and he did again, and he's done it all season, is he goes for the goal and then he shoots and it goes into the side netting. And I re-watched the City doing this, and I didn't watch them yesterday, but the goals that other teams score, and I mentioned it before, is in that position, Marcus Hoyland's in the box, 6 yards.
Well,
just put it what
well,
the goalie's
how many goals
now anticipating
how many goals
you shooting.
Have we conceded
exactly
in that
like
exact
that.
Same
so
way.
It's like you, Nick, we well, have Nick got Nick to start getting at the byline instead of Rashford shooting from that angle, which has probably happened 30, 40 times this season. You've got to put it in the box. But let's see, Martinez, Casemiro. I had no expectations United at the moment. So. But that's, I suppose, a bit encouraging. Could anything could happen today, couldn't it?
No, that's the thing. I don't know. Coming here, we could win 2-1. We could get beat 3-0. No one knows, do they? And I'm tired of predicting it. I think today I'm intrigued because obviously everyone talks about Spurs with a high line and how it might be similar to Villa
this
on Boxing Day.
This is the most tactical we've ever got. We're just saying, everyone is saying high line.
Yeah, well, they are. Well, I mean, I'll be honest. I've seen Spurs in about two or three games this season. I just know they won the Premier League in September and that's been about it. But I think today is that it doesn't really matter about this high line nonsense. What matters for us is, can we actually put the ball in the net? We've seen that when we play someone at the bottom half of League One, we create chances and we can't score anyway. So I really don't think this high line's going to make that much of a difference. It's how clinical we're going to be. And that's the question every week. It's the question every week, isn't it? Is who's going to put the ball in the back of the net? And the only person that fills me with any remote confidence is Garnacho. Nobody else really fills me with any confidence.
I was reading, I've done a lot of United-ing this week, and it was Jose saying we weren't scoring patch in 16-17, and he was going, it's getting frustrating now, you know, Rashford's not putting it away, we're missing these chances. I thought we've had a lot of patches in this debacle of a decade where we don't score under Van Gaal, you know, and it's like the most fucking basic thing you're there to do, keep goals out, keep scoring. And it's like Hoyland, because we were on his back, and then it's just, I'm not going to mention who, you know who, but it just frustrating. And I thought Benzema got dropped yesterday. It's a fucking, you know, like, don't go down that line of old loanees. It's a fucking no-brainer.
Yeah, but you would, though, wouldn't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I mean, it's absolutely no-brainer. Like, tentative.
It's to the end of the season. No, probably not even to the end of the season, is it? I don't know how their season works.
It could. I mean, like, we've laughed at Chelsea all season when they went above us yesterday. Yeah. This season is now, this is the point, the next few three, four games, which shape it being properly disastrous, or you'd salvage something resembling. You know, Wolves is difficult. Then we don't play. It's a straight West Ham at home, you know. But if you win four, suddenly you think, oh, that horrible dance with top four. Nathan?
Firstly, it's nice to be on one of these and have a two-way conversation rather than it's just me talking to myself.
To the waves.
To the waves.
To Pornhub. To Pornhub.
Yeah, I was going to say, Thailand watching Pornhub.
That's probably the best United game I've ever seen all season.
Even the last one.
Because speak for everyone,
done.
I wouldn't want that to be a two-way conversation. That's a bit that's fine, the one-way conversation.
Even the last one that I did, it was just on my own, wasn't it? The Boxing Day game.
Yes.
But, like I say, I have no idea what's going to happen today. I put in the group before, sort of jokingly, like, Werner will come and score a winner because, you know, that's what will happen. I don't want to bring it back to the same situation, but I'm really pissed off that Unana played the other night. I don't understand what's going on.
Yeah, that was
why you've got another goalkeeper who's going to have to be in net for the next
he
month.
He must be really shit.
He must be shit. How bad must he be? Yeah. Joking aside, he must be bad.
I've seen these YouTubes as well. He looks bad.
Does he?
I've said that before. Christ. Yeah, he looks. He gives conceits.
Well, the first game is going to be thrust upon him.
We're going to do. We're going to do in our headquarters. But a few. Can I? I've not got hate of the week. I've just got hate of the month, and it's January. And I challenge anyone who disagrees
my hate
with
the week.
That to a duel at 6 o'clock tomorrow morning. January is foul, and it's my birthday, and then it's done, and then it's over, and then it's just gloomy, and then it's
I've
just
got a hate of the week is potholes, because I tripped over one this morning running.
See, that was so the walking
absolutely difficulty. Flying through the air, landed on my phone, so I broke my phone and gashed up all the way along my side. And to the people who probably saw me and were laughing in your cars, fuck you.
And you are the embodiment of why paper tickets would still be handy, because had a hassle.
All morning I've been stressing about trying to sort my ticket out.
Because you couldn't get on your screen, so to try and get into access into a phone and all these things that were just taken for granted.
Yeah. That's my
I just want the credit card thing back. I want the credit card thing back.
Yeah, and that plastic card.
Well, I'm talking about a paper ticket. In the old days, you had a paper ticket, gate number, and they never used 13. You just rip it off and give it to them. And then people, if they were ingenious,
I'm not that young.
They'd sometimes black colour the different numbers, and you could use one of the, like, end ones and try and dodgy thing, you know. I don't know. Thanks to everyone who donated. The walk, like, that was hard going. So thanks, Chloe and Albert, who helped me the last few games. You know, phenomenal, man. You doing your bike ride. How was the run? You didn't really...
I did my first run back in January on Thursday, and I've been pretty much ill since I'm not even... That sounds like I'm being really dramatic. I have been pretty ill since I've done it.
Is that being dramatic?
A little bit.
Yeah, I have. Like, it absolutely did me in, and I was thinking to myself, like, I got to about 26, 27K in, and I just remember thinking, if I got hit by a car, I'd be so happy, because it'd be over. Do you know what I mean? I'd have to do normal running again. And I know that sounds like a joke, but that was genuinely, like, you hit a state of delirium.
I wouldn't.
It was horrible.
Just
coming through hit right here through the forecourt, the weather was just horrific, and running into that wind was something else. It was like, it probably was an extra 5K just because of the wind, because you just couldn't move.
Even walking 30K, I did one of the days because I knew I was behind, and that was just... But it was, you know, like, it was worth it.
We raised an amazing amount.
Yeah, and it was... So thanks to everyone, and please support the mag. Please. We really need you. The campaign when it starts. And now... Hi, you mate. You're right. Have you had this one?
Have I had? What was this?
It was Bournemouth. The Debarpool Bournemouth.
Cheers, lads.
And I will say, my weekend, why I know I'm a bit more enthused about this than usual, is Albert made me sit through Gladiators last night. So my weekend cannot get worse.
This game,
Mark Clattenburg is the referee, and he shouts, "Contender, are you ready?"
You will blow my first whistle.
And I just thought my weekend is at low. Please don't let United spoil it. Right, predictions. I'm going to go to Still.
2-1. We'll win, but we'll concede.
Yeah.
I would definitely concede.
I've got to go for 3-2.
In the league these days.
3-2. Spurs.
Clean sheets are an optimum.
I put Spurs down on the Super 6.
You'll get 3-2 Spurs?
3-2 Spurs, yeah.
Well, one of us is going to be right.
yeah.
Roughly.
We scored 2 goals, though, with my prediction. That's good. Yeah. Isn't it? That'd be nice.
No, we need, please, just a little lift. Please.
So you've gone for a draw. Literally one of us is going to be right. Oh, that's nice.
But, if you want to play Spurs this season, it is with half their team out. But why are United the only one on Newcastle? Fatigue. Is it inappropriate heavily to wish people Happy New Year now?
No.
Is it way too late? Yeah. Is it, like, odd?
The cut-off is around about sort of like the 4th of January. Right. Any later than that, no.
I'm re-watching Curb the Enthusiasm in lieu of the new series. That's fantastic. Right, quick prediction, and then we're done. Quick prediction, come on.
I think we will win 2-0 today, yes.
Oh, I like that.
I'm always optimistic.
Always?
As long as Ian McCarthy is not there.
Right, cheers everyone. Thanks for the support. And then we were just, and then they scored. Right, so apologies. I'm apologising to Ben and Zayden because I was going to talk to them after West Ham, but I had the fucking hump. So I stormed out at the end. So I didn't want to sell. I didn't want to talk to anyone until we'd had a couple of pints and it was a beery one afterwards, as you can do. I think the general bonhomie of the mix of nice mates and debacle that we've witnessed, and there's been so many, like, we get a lift and then we get down. So Ben, how are you?
Shall I
ask you about West Ham now, or shall we
cover the other debacle since? Little man himself even stormed onto the coach, you know. He wasn't very happy himself. But usually,
Red News and WS over there.
So usually, he buzzes around and wants to talk to people. Even he wasn't being very, very kind to people. He even kicked somebody on the way up to the bus.
Oh no!
Yeah, but luckily it was a West Ham fan.
How long does it take? Cheers, mate. What's the prediction today?
Without Son, I think we'll do them.
3-1. 3-1.
Open 3-1.
And yours?
3-2.
Yes. Is this your first visit?
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, how do you feel seeing the ground?
Absolutely speechless.
Oh. That is what it's all about. You're on the Red News podcast. What's your name? And it's your birthday. Happy birthday.
Aina.
Brilliant. Enjoy. That's what it's all
about. That's all it's all about, yeah.
You
absolutely
forget that sometimes, you know. So, right, no hooliganism from you, Zayden.
Yeah, not like
no, but like, I don't know. What do you make of it?
I don't know, mate, because every time I try and figure out in my head what's going on, nothing makes sense again. You know, we'll either go and win the next match, and then we'll go and lose another game or a game after as well. It doesn't make sense. Just no consistency there, is there? There's no... there's effort there. There's effort there. I'll give them that. There is effort, but there just seems to be no... I don't know. No drive, I think, just to perform consistently, you know, on a consistent basis. Some players, you do see them, they amble about, and it's like, is that all you've got today? I mean, don't get me wrong, the Wigan game was great. You look at the Wigan one as well. Even then, you look at some players weren't really putting it all in, like, you know.
I was a bit more... I don't know, that's quite low expectations. Because I was fearing, you know, if they'd scored in that opening salvo, you could have been totally different. I was a bit shit in it. And then I thought at least we were peppering them, you know. I know it was a terrible finish, but you can't go, you know, that's what we are at the moment. We're very inconsistent, out of confidence. And I just keep clawing that if we find the confidence. I know the answer is, but then why do you, knowing all this, all the effort you've made like West Ham, why do you keep coming back then? I know the answer.
Because the love of the club, isn't it? At the end of the day, like, you know, what else are you supposed to do on a Saturday, Sunday, or even midweek days, you know? Obviously, we're going to Wolves away as well, so... He's got permission from him to leave school a little bit early, which is
great.
You know, which is great.
See, that gives me worries, Aidan. Let's deal with today before I start worrying about what. But surely we'll beat either Eastleigh or Newport. Has anyone got 10 tickets?
You'd like to hope so. You'd like to hope so. Yeah.
Right. What's Aidan's prediction today?
2-1
us.
2-1 United.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right. There's a lot. No one's one defeat. I think next today. What are you thinking?
I'm going 2-0 as well. I'm going 2-0 myself, to be fair. I think we'll win. I'd like to see us keep a clean sheet. I like to keep
impossible.
Impossible. You know, start our new year off in style.
And what do you make of Ratcliffe? I know it's hard to sum up in a very short. The news.
I think we'd like to give him a chance to see what Ineos and Ratcliffe can do. You know what I mean? I know it's not everybody's cup of tea. Let's be fair. No one's going to be the perfect owner at the end of the day. You know, we've always had issues with owners throughout our history. You know, no one's ever liked a particular owner or a particular, CEO or anything like that, or a particular chairman. You know, we've all had grumbles and gripes in the past, but hopefully it can make the change. You know, on the playing side, you know, and hopefully, you know, once we get make change on the playing side and things get better, you know, even if it's minimal percentages.
I'm trying to articulate it because it's complicated and I have to hold them to account, you know, in the mag.
Of course, you've got to hold everyone to account, though, Barney.
Surely it's got to.
It doesn't matter if he was actually born 2 minutes up the road in Stretford or whether he was born, whether somebody's come in from an Arab nation or something. You've got to hold everybody accountable in the day. You're not dealing with York City, for example. You're dealing with the biggest football club in the world. You've got to have that same drive and that same.
What United fans always have done is prod, provoke, you know.
Yeah, of course.
Demand,
and it's right. It's for any football fan. You know, whatever team you support. You know, if you don't think that your owners or your board are doing a particularly good job, of course you've got every right to ask some questions. And to hold them accountable for anything that happens on and off the football field.
And I was, you know, we're called glory hunters. I've mentioned it before. We're 10 years in to this really debacle, give or take a few limited highs. Yet we get behind as best we can. You know, we're still here. And forget the abuse that leads to. But, you know, we do what it says on the tin and support.
Yeah, of course,
you know, like, and you just think, let's hope. There's always hope. That's my theme for today. Yeah. There's always hope. Hey.
But it's like I always say as well, though. It's like even if we was in League One, League Two, you know what I mean? I still think we'll sell out grounds all over the country. You know.
Well, there's a lot of mates who'd love all the new grounds to visit.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you know. I think United have got the there's a massive hardcore base that the role's going no matter what.
Those lucky bastards who went the second division season. Again, this is an opportune moment.
Do you know what? I wish I was old enough to
get writing for the mag. Stories, young or old, please get writing for the mag if you can. Because we've all got a great story. It's about United and family. If you've got any opinion, please get writing for the mag. Right, Pod, what's the score?
2-1.
Us?
To us, yeah.
2-1 to us.
Oh, right, we're getting a few here. Right, okay, I'll let you go.
Right.
Cheers, lads.
Right. Open these first.
Right, sorry, we're opening packets of crisps. I've got a rather dejected table, whereas I don't know, I thought there were parts, it was okay. And it's okay with no expectations. But I feel Nick, I've got the bus back with him. We stayed till a couple of minutes to the end. Nick looked pretty dejected because it was cold and selling in the cold. It was bitterly cold at times. And it was just an odd game because they were better at passing, but we, for the first 15 minutes, we did a lot of stuff all right. We're still trying. We are still trying. You can't deny that they're
trying.
But they're fighting and they're giving something. But there was a point during the second half where they took, and if they'd have had better players, and Nick said, this is a very bad Spurs team. You know, they haven't got, a lot of their players are out. This is a very poor Spurs team. And they were still passing it better than us. And I did think, we said that our players are quite stupid, you know, like even the throw-in that Garnaccio didn't take. There's no quick impetus, and whether that's lacking confidence, there's no quick thought, quick thinking, and when it does, it can help. And I just thought, like, we look badly coached, and I'm trying to not dig out Eric, but I thought, you could say for the season, we've got a lot of guts, so now have we got back into games at Old Trafford, gutso and heart, and try. But we just don't. There wasn't like actual football thought there really. And Garnaccio was outstanding. The last 20 minutes, we looked tired, which worried me. They did look really tired, and they did too. Like that last 10 minutes looked like, oh, you attack, but we're not as But Garnacho was outstanding because he was tracking back. He was winning balls. So, well, and Rashford, I know, like, he missed the sitter. He did more today. He's clearly lacking. I'm not going to dig it. I didn't get what the celebration was about. I hope that wasn't aimed at us and it was aimed at the media or whatever. But he was... you could see it's just like they're not... they haven't got confidence, so that's going to affect it. But how many... you know, we're 21 games in and we haven't had confidence since game one. So we're now over half the season. I did think when we were when we scored, missed it, Sod's Law, missed the moment of joy. Great goal. He needed that. That hopefully boosts him. But the crowd really get... when they equalise, the crowd really pick up on it and get on their backs, which is not going to help. And I'm not digging... but you, I just
you
felt...
help that,
no,
though.
You can't help, but I felt like there was a lot of criticism today. And I get that's a built-up, but that is not going to help us.
And I think especially the second one, because, like... Eric wasn't even back on the bench by the time they scored the second one. It was that quick into the second half, and I just think it... I can understand why everyone's disappointed, because we're actually got a couple of goals and we let Leeds go twice. I think I know what you mean about we didn't really... both goals sort of came from, like, not sloppiness, but like the first one, they were both very good goals. But neither of them came from really good football, if you know what I mean. Like, the first one... yeah, ours. Ours. So it's like, it's not like we played nice attacking football and scored. It was like, you know, obviously, what the first one, Rashford was trying to do too much and it just, like, dropped to Haaland, and obviously his finish was great, and it felt like the second one was a similar sort of... like, there was a little bit of passing, but it's not like we were playing really good football. We just got some goals, and then we let them, like the first one, like conceding corners and stuff like that. It's just... but then, you know, I put in my notes, like, when they scored that first one, they were due one, because we'd already basically cleared off the line twice within 20 minutes before they'd even scored. So it's... we were giving them opportunities all the way through, but we were getting goals and then letting them get back into it.
That's like two... because they've got a lot of injuries. But look, the good Martinez came on, and I was like, I was raving, like, his first ball properly, and Nick just went, it was a pass forward. That's all it was. It good, but it was a pass forward, not sideways. He just did something the first 15 minutes, I did think we were good. Like, Bruno was dragging the team, but he's also, at that point, he was going, you go here, you track back. You know, some of the actual pressing was all right, acceptable for once. And it was like, Bruno...
But as soon as they scored, before we got the second one, it was just... we just gave them all the time in the world, and they just could do what they want with it. And it was just like, what are you doing?
It was definitely weird, yeah.
Nathan, Phil, Nick and me.
In the first half, my dad said, they're all over us. And I said, I don't think they are. About half an hour, 40 minutes in, I said, no, we've been...
I don't even senior know. Daddy Phil here.
Yes, yeah. That's how he likes to be referred to.
I don't think they were all over us.
No,
I think it was a game where... it was exciting. At least it was, you know, like, from moaning
about... it was
about,
stodgy
was
at times, but then it broke out and football happened and...
yeah, but not
know,
very
it was
good
weird.
Football
no, it was
on our
weird.
Part, whereas their passing was superior, slicker. But then they're probably... we looked at the league table and I said, like, we're only... don't take this so much, but we're only 14 points off the leaders. And Nick said, that's a big gap. But it should fill significantly more considering how bad our season from Wolves. Well, I thought Wolves were so bad, they're a cert for relegation.
17 games time, that's going to be mammoth, though, isn't it? Realistically, you almost need to double that because of the amount of games that are left.
Yeah,
you've got to play everyone again. It's like, before the end of the season, is that going to be 28 points? And then before you know it, you think, Jesus, we're 28
hell,
points. That's basically what it is, though.
Cheers, Nick.
So, that's what it's
like. No, I know.
At least it's a positive to see Martinez back today. Mm-hmm. Sorry, I'm just trying to Well, find a way to
the moon, the moon, was, the moon was very attractive. Could you see that from where you were, Nathan?
No.
The moon was startlingly attractive.
It was beautiful.
It was beautiful, it was beautiful at times up in the sky.
We commented on it several times in the second half.
Which is probably an indication. The moon was stunning from K-Stand's side.
It was probably the most perfect crescent moon I've ever seen.
No, because we relied on people like you. We said other people.
I'm at the other end.
Yeah, but people like you, in a nice way, Nathan, will be taking.
You were talented in the ability, whereas
we're just Luddites looking at it. Okay. But I don't know.
So it was entertaining. The game was entertaining.
No, it must have been. We did talk about the moon. But we were here. Shane has said we were here. We're not blaming Shane, but we said, wouldn't it be just that I've missed so many moments? The last time I left Old Trafford with us leading a game, winning a game in the league, was Notts Forest in August.
That's how
much shit I've... But we were here a year ago celebrating the city where the flirtation with the title. And you've got to say, we haven't gone forward in a year at all.
Well, we went forward in the first month by winning the trophy. And then the following 11 months after that trophy lifted, we've now gone forward. So there's a stride forward very briefly after.
But is this what happens to the season now? Does it just meander? Is that it? Is it just like games like this where you hope you win?
No, no.
What are we heading for? Everything's on the FA Cup.
Everything's on the FA Cup going forward, isn't it? As we know. But you know, I don't think top four is something that's even a realistic conversation for where.
I think the depressing thing is the chance it's top five this year, and I don't think we'll make that either.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think we'll finish in the top five. You know, I think that everyone that's in that cluster of teams where you've got, you know, your Chelsea's and your Brighton's and your West Ham's, we're all a very similar ability. Even Spurs, to be honest with you. The only thing that's taken them over the edge is because they've got someone that's world-class and someone like Son. You know, Kulusevski's very, very good at football.
I think Johnson's a good fit for them. We argued about this. But I think that's where... I'd take Johnson ahead of Antony, for example.
I don't. Do you know what the thing is though with him is that I don't think he's got any end product. Neither is Antony, so I feel like they're very much of a muchness. He just runs around.
Yeah, but I bet he scored. I know he scored this season already. Which Antony hasn't had one assist. But I will say, like Ten Hag, I thought Ten Hag's press conference on Friday was good because he's batting back. He said, you know, wish Sancho well. He handles it, the pressure, and I thought he did well. But he also said to Antony, he wasn't a dig, but he said, you know, the off-field has affected. And then he said, you know, that's for him now to buckle down. And then I think, well, then you give him more minutes today, then, don't you? Like, it's the first time he's publicly and properly been questioned about Antony, that you say, well, here is 20 minutes, go on then, because the game was meandering. Mm-hmm. And as you said, why don't we swap... We were saying about this about Ollie a few times. Why don't we swap wingers either side?
You think that, you know, players like Antony, obviously, you get him on his left foot and he can cross the ball in. But I think Antony's in that similar mold to where Dan James is in a way. Right, and I know you're not going to like this, but why?
I like Dan James.
We're clearly
I'd pick Dan James over him.
Yeah, you would. But why not try something like, crazy like put Antony at left back? Because like at least he can tackle.
For fuck's sake!
At least he can tackle.
Wan-Bissaka was our man of the match. 100%.
Why was he left back? I see it worked, but surely the best option is to stick with the right back left back combo, the Delos left back. No? I thought Delos was done quite a bit today.
I actually thought that was a sensible decision to have Wan-Bissaka.
Yeah, we disagree on that. Isn't that the beauty of football? Right, we'll take it.
That's not a.
Right. Nick.
I believe Hockey was good.
No more edits, please. You've already provided about three edits. Fine.
There was one before, I can't remember what it was.
We didn't win another game of football. That's ultimately what it comes down to, that you think, what is it? Now we're under half, I don't know. I don't know what to think, what to expect. So we've got a lot to cover. Thanks for the support for the walk. That was tremendous. For Nathan doing his cycling in the puddle in Thailand, for Nick running the 30, for everyone who did stuff. I mean, and phenomenal. Mag, please support. It's unique, it's independent, it is harder than ever. There's a lad, I think it was John, who likes these and said, oh, I'll just order a couple of things off the Red Nose site, doing that is immeasurably helps us. We're not British Gas, we're not the fucking post office. We're just a small independent publication. So it's not spending £4 in a Tesco's. Your £4 makes, for 2 months, makes a hell of a difference. And write. Please keep writing. Right, I will say, a bit of joy. I'd say it's the 25 years of Sopranos, and they had a meeting, all of them, and the only ones who couldn't go were Christopher and Eddie Falcao.
Terry,
have I pronounced
sure.
that right?
Well, yeah.
No, but the son was. But it was like a magical, and the interviews and interesting. David Chase has never watched more than a couple of episodes. This angered the Sopranos community. But there's a lovely photo on GQ or Variety of them all getting ready to take the big photo, and Furio was there. And it was like, and they said Furio hugged the outfit who gave him all his gear, and it's like, and there's just a moment where they're all having a bit of a bonding, and I thought, hey, fuck me, everyone's got older.
Yeah.
Melfi's got grey hair, but it was a beautiful moment. Right, to go on to the 25%, unless it, does anyone have anything to say about today?
So you're going from 25 of the
spring. See what I did there.
See what you did there.
I didn't do fuck all there.
From 25 years of
Sprout. Right, has anyone got
segue,
has anyone got anything to add about today? Is it just literally FA Cup and hope we can scab some results here and there, and then hope, confidence?
I think so. I think we've said what today. I think today's. I think we're just lucky. We've scored a few goals, because I think otherwise, like, we've defended today like we've defended all season, and we've just let in poor goals.
I might be in danger of saying something football-y, because I know I'm not on this for that, but...
Hold your breath.
I know, well... wait for it. Aston Villa, Chelsea and Tottenham have all played a similar sort of style at Old Trafford, and they've been sort of the games that I think we come out of going, oh, we looked all right there. But it's teams playing a higher line against us.
You said that before, yeah.
See, look at that.
The only football talk we've said about 10 years of this podcast is high line. We must have said it 20 times today.
And Martin has played through the lines, which I thought was good. No, but it is interesting that United at the moment is a very. There is a level, isn't there? We are at a level right now.
I think Eriksen looks. We need to.
I think he's a great point. He looks. I mean, I don't think it was a terrible signing, but I think there was a five-year.
He's only saying that because he said it at the start.
Terrible signing. I called him from day one.
You don't have to be like that dramatic. For the first season, it worked. No, but now this, it hasn't.
The full first season.
There was a 5-yard sprint today, and he was 10 yards behind.
It did not work from the first full season. It was a disaster from his first.
No, you said Brentford.
Yeah, but
it just wasn't that good, Barney. I think
he added something, and then it's not.
Yeah, he's way off. Jesus Christ, Anthony had.
And again, it goes no one. None of our rivals.
Would Anthony add something?
No,
exactly. He's added something at least because he scored a goal.
I've kept hoping all season. Well, if they get a bit of confidence, like, why didn't Casemiro come on? Even like, you need that. You need your main players, unless he really
is
isn't
Casemiro wanted. A main player though?
Oh, he's got to be. He's got to be. I think you've got to hope. Give him 10 games and see if this season.
Honestly, when we talk about what we are, if Casemiro, I know we're talking about Eriksen. If Casemiro came in for Mainu. That's a retrograde step.
No, but you don't know if two can work together. That, like,
no, no,
somebody
no,
was working who, there for a while and then it stopped working.
Who comes off the Casemiro?
Right. Who
comes off him today?
Eriksen. You don't like
him. Don't bring on McTominay.
No.
So you bring on Casemiro instead of McTominay.
No. All right. No. What I'm saying is. You can change a system around. I'm trying to find out.
Is you bring him on for Eriksen today and have two holding midfielders.
No, I would have not. I would have not bought McTominay on. I would have put Casemiro on for 20 minutes. Hear me out. Look, because what I'm saying is, we don't know. Everyone keeps saying Casemiro's done. May well be done. Maybe that second season. But for last season, he was very good. We fell in love with him. I'm not going to fall out of love with him just yet.
I want to see him play 10 games. Put him in for 10 games with Manu. It can work. There's possibilities. No one is rigid. We've grown up in a world of United players where they're not rigid. They were box to box. You can be many dimensions as a footballer. We're pigeonholing players. But let's see, Casemiro still offered something in a very shit spell at that opening where he was scoring. He was our top scorer for a bit. So see him under 10.
What, McTominay is our top scorer?
I get your point, although in fairness McTominay himself fucking said it, I get your point, but
McTominay feels like he's Ten Hag's Fellaini.
Yeah, he is. I can't remember what game it was
and they brought Brentford. Him on and it just changed everything.
Brentford,
because he brought him on as desperately needing a goal, but it made them
but for Scotland it's working, but I just think I'm not ready. Eric might take the bid from Saudi if it comes in. I think because they're injured it's affected those sort of plans. But I just want to see Casemiro play 10 games. And I think you do not have... Like Varane has been very good in this spell since he came back in this side, with a point to prove, going back to that point. So you do not have Casemiro, not yet. But when Casemiro's fit, you do not have him on the bench. And that's not at the expense of Manu. But I'm saying, we can be fluid. We're such a rigid two wingers. And
does
the wingers
doesn't
work.
Like because he doesn't have a plan B?
Well, maybe. I don't know. I'm having a lot of conversations with two wingers.
That's not a different plan. It's just the same plan with different people.
Yeah, I think we know that, but I don't think that Eric knows that.
Well, that shows he's not a very good manager,
does it? He's more intelligent than that.
I don't think he is.
Oh,
he
is.
I don't think he is.
Well, if he is, why is he?
Because he's very stubborn. I think that's the thing with... And I agree with him over Sancho.
That's a sign of intelligence, is it?
No, but I do think he's... But I think he's stubborn. Sometimes... Right, what he did say... What he did say at the press conference, which was very important, is, and I've said it before, like Onana, is that he says... Hang on, I actually... He wrote it down here because it's important context, because it can mention, it can be about managers. He said, hang on, fuck, so many notes.
Man, look, this is good radio.
just as a segue while Barney's
right.
Signing these
Eric's, notes. Eric said it's always more difficult to play for United than anyone else. Mm-hmm. It you need strong characters, and that made me think of Paddy Roach, Mickey Thomas, Alan Brazil, the modern era.
But
it made me think in light of Onana, and he said, but this is the best club you want to play for. It may be difficult to play for, but I would go for that challenge if the opportunity arises. But be aware what this club is, and it's backed up what I've said a few times, and that can also apply to a manager. When a manager's under pressure at this club, it's unlike anywhere else, like Newcastle haven't been getting, and yet that's, you've got to accept that and you've got to embrace it. But Eric is now making decisions he wasn't making when we were on that honeymoon period, because the pressure grows. So I want to see, why I want to give him more time is, let's see if this plateaus and we get back to a consistent level of betterness, and then see what he's made of. I do think he's more sharp than this. I do think he's a good tactician, but because he's under pressure, what he's done is, oh fuck me, you know. And he said, I don't want to be disrespectful, I won't mention other clubs, meaning Ajax, but this is the amount of clubs that United it's easier at, but I won't mention. And I thought that applies to him as well. He's only a year and a half into the biggest job in football, one of the biggest jobs in football, as an apprentice. He may not be able to. He may not be. But I think his default position when he's under pressure is then to become even more rigid, even more stubborn. See the Sancho thing, which was right. So let's see. I think he's gone in.
I think he's intelligent. Because, I can hear my dad in my head. Because he rides a bike in Altrincham.
Eric, or both of them.
You've just brought something up I think it's quite interesting, because you've mentioned him talking about Ajax, and he said a while ago about, someone asked him about his style of play, unlike you, I haven't got it on my phone, so I can't quote it, but it was like, I can't play like Ajax, because I have, the way I want to play, the way
the fact that something, and then the Man United.
He basically said that you have to change how you play for wherever you are.
No, you don't. No, you're the manager.
Yeah.
I'm not disagreeing with you, but I think it's funny that he.
To play devil's advocate,
we brought someone in to play in a certain way.
No, I agree, but someone then showed a training clip of Ajax when he was doing well on the peak, when you're at your best and you're most puffed out, and the passing was zipping in training. And then they showed United, where they were booting it high without confidence, where he can't do that. And then you do resort. If you think in any walk, and I'm sounding too defensive for someone I am having internal debates about, and a lot of them why I don't want him sacked is because we've done this. And you can't say don't sack him because we've gone through this again. And if there is another better alternative, as it stands, I don't think there's a better alternative. So we have this conversation maybe in the summer. But pressure does, in any walk of life, me and you with our fucking anxiety, if we're under pressure, we do batshit crazy stuff. So being the United's manager, but equally, I do expect more of him. You know, like, he's doing a lot of what we are. Don't play Anthony, give Garnacho a go. Garnacho's growing.
You know,
he's given Manu a chance. And he's now saying, right, I'm giving him. So he's doing some of the things we asked for, but equally, the players do let him down and let us down a lot.
We've got a manager that is learning on the job right now. A club where every single person almost feels like they're learning on the job right now as well. And I just think that's one of the reasons it's a recipe for disaster. I think, you know, you go back to managers like Jose, for example, as well. It's like, you know, I'm not saying he was the right answer or anything like that, but at least he had a style of play and implement. It might not have been right or whatever. But you need to put up... What are you laughing at? Because I mentioned Jose.
No.
I thought you were laughing
at Jose. I've got to get to platform 14. Fields 3 miles away.
Fields got a train in 10 minutes on platform 14.
20. Platform 14, so it's 20 minutes away. Sorry. Carry on.
We've got our...
Go on. You were talking about Jose.
But you need a man, though. Yeah, Nathan's ready if I'm talking about Jose. He's ready to jump down my throat.
I hate the fact that when he said second was his best achievement, we mentioned it after West Ham, that it could be...
He was right. He was absolutely dead right.
Ollie got a second, and we said that wasn't enough.
Yeah, but it was great for Ole, though. What a great man. What a manager. But isn't that, I mean, the thing is, though, is that and I'll say this again.
I'm not very good at reading things.
What a man. Everything that Ole was good at as a manager, Eric is terrible at. And everything that Eric is really, really good at, Ole was terrible at. And if you put those two together, Jesus, you've got a great manager
as
the assistant manager.
Am I right to put your arm around players,
and I have build them up, make them feel good, and Eric can be that stern, horrible figure.
Good cop, bad cop.
And that's exactly what
Sipovic and Simeone is. NYPD Blue, watch it.
NYPD Blue's 30th anniversary. They've recently had a photo.
I am watching. Is it? Because I am.
No, it's not.
Oh, I am watching, and it's a lot of episodes. It's something like fucking 287 episodes, and I'm about 100 down. I watched it at the time. Anyway, right. Do you know what I was trying to say is I've had doubts. Is Steve McLaren maybe if there's an opportunity that Eric does survive past next summer, that he says, all right, I'll get the McLaren bit for a while, but there's a 67-year-old...
Could they speak the same language, though?
Sorry.
But is that not another example of...
That was quite good,
actually. No, but is that not another... No, but is that not... I know we joke about it, but it's... He only gets involved with people who are from...
We're trying to be serious.
And yeah, we're actually being serious. It's just funny, though, isn't it? Because that's the stage.
Genuinely, because I'm just thinking about McLaren and things, but it was the Villa game when they have that that lad with the long hair who does the set-piece coaching, and he's out every time they get a corner or against them. Or
Ryan Searle, the darts player. No, he doesn't.
Sorry. Heavy Metal Ryan.
No,
but... It's just interesting because, like, our corners are shit. You know, it's just things like that that you just think.
Defending and attacking.
Basically. Yeah, that's
what we just. Like in today, I can't remember exactly. In the recent past, we went. Was it 100 games? I forget. You almost.
Yeah.
We went 100 games, was it? No, it wasn't 100 games.
No, it was a lot, though.
What was it without scoring? 2003.
Yeah, we did, and then Maguire scored. Didn't, but how many what was it? It was a ridiculous amount. Oh, you almost forget the scars.
But that's there was something today where there was a throw-in and it was shit. And it's just like, just,
what are you doing? Just take it.
This is throwing.
When we get a free kick outside?
We've got a team of idiots, Sampy, though. Like, no one's really. How many smart footballers you think you look at and think, God, you're a smart footballer? You've got Martinez. Okay, you've got Casemiro. You know, there isn't many smart footballers that you've got in that team. I even think Hoyland's a bit dumb sometimes with some of his runs. Scored a cracking goal today and thought he played okay. But some of his runs, I look at him and think, where are you running? What on earth are you doing? Like,
yeah, but maybe that's a run a striker should be making them and no one passes.
Is the thing, and I was thinking, well, is that what they should be making and the players passing the ball are idiots, or is it stupidest run and they're passing wherever
they
should
be? I was speaking to a lad with a bit of coaching experience. I'm not like I'm picking him up, but he said Hoyland's run.
Absolutely baffled me. I've never seen a striker run like that before.
I like the way that he's berating the others today. Like, so he's growing a bit of balls to start calling out when he's not getting it. You need more of that. Right, the 25%, what are your thoughts, mate? It's hard because you're going to do it in a minute before you start running.
No, what? I can't run anymore. I presume you mean Big Jim. I presume that's what you're talking about. Look, it's funny, Reading went on the pitch yesterday, didn't they? Their fans went on the pitch yesterday and got a game abandoned, and I think, like, more power to them. And apparently the poor Vale fans were sort of with them. We've lost our chance for that, I think. So there isn't an alternative, and I don't want Qatar. I don't want to be state-owned. I don't want state money or petrol money or oil money or any of that sort. So yeah, that's it. I think getting rid of Sancho and others potentially, and perhaps starting to play hardball with some of these numpties, because I'm sat with four United fans who I'm not really sure we like many of the players. I'm not sure that's important, but I don't think. I'm talking for myself, and I've just talked for all of you, but we need to get something back. We need to get some identity.
The thing on the we did, you know, the collective did get a game called off, you know, like,
yeah,
I know,
no, it was absolutely.
But the consequences, read the lad who got the banning order in this match.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, there's people still work.
I was the one at the ice cream van. You know the photo that says British riot? There's always someone getting an ice cream. That was me.
Don't implicate yourself, for God's sake.
Yeah. Bill. Oh, no, well, I wasn't there.
Right.
I was just getting an ice cream.
So people are still suffering the suffering the consequences of bans work in impact, so it's very easy for people online to say, you know, we need to do this.
And when I thought it was the biggest game. Sorry, I think you misunderstood me. What I mean is, there are arseholes all over football who are in it for the money, and there is a lot of noise around, well, it's full sail or nothing, and I agree with that. And I feel almost like I'm politically, because there's probably some people who listen to this will say, oh, I'm a dick, but if that's the best option, then that's the best if there was no option to buy them out other than Qatar.
But what if football isn't like, you know, we need to get something back, and I get any sort of improvement, so I'm not but what if we don't get football back, you know, like
we're
never going to get it back.
I'm with two lads who go and watch West Indies and Charlton regularly. I was at Warrington yesterday, and the keeper scored a header in the 97th minute to equalise against Alfreton, and it was buzzing, and it was £3 for me lad to get in and play football in a cage behind the goal. And if we don't get football back, that's the football.
There's still football around.
Yeah,
but do you think United, you know, like.
I text you this week, Barney,
about.
I text you this week about some and I won't say it here, but some idiotic behaviour by a young United player that I saw that really wound me up, and it was very minor, but it annoyed me a lot, because I think in Ferguson's day, players, you held yourself to a high standard. It's Man United. Football's changed. Football isn't for us. Oh, Danny Ahrens was at the game today, right? I didn't know who he was. My dad said, come down here and tell me who this is. I said, I don't know who it is. We eventually found out it was Danny Ahrens. I had to ring Eric and say, Danny Ahrens is here.
Who the fuck is Danny Ahrens? He spends a lot of money on FIFA. Oh, right.
But he was on the side of the pitch at United today, doing all sorts of bits and pieces, the cameras and this, that. That's the way we're going. Someone said to me, a lad from Belfast said to me today, we're going to have a YouTube stand at some point where everyone can go
last
and film.
Last night, Garnaccio, did you see that speed? Don't get me started on him again. Did you see Garnaccio? No, Garnaccio was on that speeds channel and said, agreed, that if he scored today, he'd bark while doing the suit. Oh, this is an actual video, and I bet people lapped it up. Oh, don't. He's done.
See, so my, what did, see, but what my 10-year-old loves that speed.
My 10-year-old loves that lad.
That's right? And I keep saying to him, but mate, you've been to more games than he's ever been to. You get it more than he ever will. But you watch this guy.
But that's a changing world. It's like...
But that's why we're being... It's not about...
And that's legacy fans.
That's how we were called. What did we see today? Not for the people carrying them, but we saw video, the first, and this will come. If United do it once, they do it again. The Visit Malta video they wore on their shoulders.
Little screens.
Visit Malta showing a video as they walked around the forecourt on that. And
but
the cops
on that said... official Man United partner.
If you're going to be an unofficial one, you know.
If we're talking about the 25%, I don't think any of this is going to change. I don't think it's good. We're not suddenly going to not sell ourselves out for stuff like that. That's just the way that it is. And I think we've said before about if the club could get away with selling 10,000 season tickets and having the rest of them on free sale and people can pay £150, that's the way it's going to go. And maybe that is a case of, do you want to sell your soul to a state or not? Because that's the difference. Because that's the thing, he's coming in, he's putting the money in he can, but we're still... it's mental because of FFP, and I know that we pushed for it so that the likes of City and Chelsea couldn't spend what they want, but it's backfired on us because now we can't spend. And I know that we spend a lot of money, but we've spent it shit. And I've said in the group, the fact that we've brought in more loan players in the last 18 months, 2 years than we ever had, but then in this 2 weeks since the January transfer window, we've sent two players out who we've paid over 100 million for, and we're paying for their wages on loan. We're buying people for shit, we're spending over the money for people who aren't good enough or don't fit, and we're having to send them out on loan because we can't get rid of them. And then we're bringing in other ones on loan because we can't buy.
So I get your point and I agree with you, but in regards to the 25% though, how can
nothing's good? That's not going to change.
Why will it not change? Why do you not think?
Because we're still... the only way it'll change is if they start spending cleverer.
But that's
the only hope.
That's what I mean. Surely the only way is up, because it can't be any worse.
No, but
it's not going to happen straight away.
No, that's what
I mean.
I don't think anyone.
But we are
You're looking at 5 years, maybe
shit show that it will take a long time to sort this out. There is I've got a lot of reservations about this, you know, and this ordination of St. Jim, you know, he stood on the Stretford end. I'm going to try and formulate it, but I'm just like, let's see, but it can't be worse. Like, it will, United, it can be, but it's like, we've come from this position that even me and you coming in going, that is a shit way of doing it.
I think the fact that we're actually going to bring in a director of football, we're the only big club in the world who has not got one. We've not had roles filled that everyone else has got. So stuff like that, it's going to take time. But like I say, I think the fact that this window we've let two players go that we spent over 100 million on loan, and we're still paying the majority of the wages.
It's a difficult thing because we're flagellists. We can't say
Donny van der Beek.
We can't say
between the two of them.
Yeah, we can't say like last year when we were asked about this. We can't say not a state, and then we don't get a state, and then like
we are a state.
But not say then we're great. Any state, you know, I hasten to add any state coming in. So no, you can't have that. No. There was a thing. But I also, like, how shit show. Eric was also asked, is Martial dodging the transfer window in January directly, which was good on that question.
Be the first fucking
and then he battered it back.
He knows he'll get more money for himself.
Of course he will, but he battered it back, Eric, by saying he's not fit, he's not okay, we just have to make him fit. And I thought, on Martial, not on Eric this, but I thought, I want this to happen this January. If we don't even do anything for two windows
if we don't sign anyone in summer and we finish seventh this season and there's no signs, so I know what you're saying about
any new operation usually brings in, and it might be, you know, Potter. Their feeling is United is so batshit. Their thinking is, Brailsford's thinking is, Chelsea was so batshit, this man who's talented and will excel somewhere didn't get what he needed and to put the tools in. So I honestly think that is a possibility happening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, I just don't know. Why can't we just sit here and just...
and not be all about the politics?
Do you know what it is? It's because not only are our main rivals doing things better than we are, but there are teams like Aston Villa doing things better than we are.
Brighton have been doing that.
Well, that's what I mean. Brighton signed that Brazilian fullback, but they signed this Brazilian fullback, and I don't watch football, Barney. You know, he's £10 million. Everyone we've
signed.
Would it
be 10 million quid if United?
That's what I'm saying.
It's not 10 million quid if we buy.
That's what I mean.
It's suddenly 35.
Should we pause this for another round break?
Right, okay.
Last thoughts before Nick then gets onto the 25%. There's so much happened, and I've said it before, just like I've gone a dull spell of nothing fucking happened but United winning things again. But the European Super League reared its ugly head. And United issued the statement, we're not. You just think, just leave us alone, leave the game alone. I caught up with the Bobby Charlton Match of the Day 2 tribute, and I'll tell you what, that they showed again that Kop End goal he did, and I loved it even more. They showed him interviewed after the 6-6 World Cup, and he said, and this is after the World Cup win, he said, but the European Cup is the Holy Grail and we will win it whatever the cost. And I thought, the sacrifice there, like, for his mates, it just made me well up thinking. Then, on the tangent of the notes, by the mag, it's John from Antrim who likes the pod, and he said, what I really liked, it's obviously a lot of you, a group of you who care for each other, and it comes across in the podcast, and I thought, little does he know we all hate each other.
Yeah.
But then I thought about Arambat. And I thought,
what made you think of him?
Because I just thought, because it's Sabitzer, isn't it? He comes... hardly plays. You think,
Well, that's
and then
what
he's
going to
get
saying.
No, but that's the whole. That's so that on a pure level, if we stop that batshit crazy, I'm still trying to think how I feel about it.
We're not going to be able to sign him this January.
No, but
it's going to be loans.
But it's got
and
to
that,
be
that
ultimately
just how from top to bottom it's full. Because, like I say, we sign big players that don't work.
I am still a little bit in love with Schweinsteiger, though. Sorry.
All right, on his tennis holiday. That yeah. Wayne Rooney gets a lot of disrespect.
He was there today.
He
was lining up to take over.
New manager. PE teacher.
No, but he gets a lot of disrespect. What a fucking player. And him going, and I know Rooney had his own issues, but Schweinsteiger just went, he's taking the piss here. Briefing. Right, Nick, 25%. That's what the Brit... He told...
You know what? I'm just going to jump in. I know it wasn't alone, but I was watching them before and I was like, I really miss Cavani. And I know we've been over this already, and it's one of the reasons why I really hated Ronaldo coming back, but I love that man. And following him on Instagram, and he's wearing that Boca Juniors shirt, and it's like, beautiful.
Can I ask a question?
It was made.
And it keeps popping up, that thing where...
What, that shirt?
No, where the ball goes in the corner.
West Ham.
And Ronaldo doesn't give a shit, and he comes from the other side of the pit. Oh.
Yeah. West Ham at home in front of the
stretcher. I miss that man. Carry on.
Do you miss Ronaldo at all?
No, not at all.
How many goals would we have scored if Ronaldo would still be at us?
More. We'd have scored more if he was in the team, obviously. He's a goal scorer. He'd make things. We would have scored
as many if Cavani was still here.
However, Berbatov was on the pitch before the game today, and I think we'd have scored more with Berbatov.
Who else was there? Mate.
You know, right. As a non-seller, I get... Hang on.
Yes.
Someone who does not sell the magazine.
You didn't even have gloves today, Nathan.
Did you get that?
No.
Did you hear that? Wait until you listen back.
You didn't even wear gloves.
I didn't wear gloves, no. Because I'm not Martial.
Carry on fucking freezing. Right, go on then, Nick. You said, hooking up one last question. The NFL's going now, fuck the Bucks. But it showed them last year winning. And the manager had a trophy, and then two players held the exact same trophy. So imagine the Premier League trophy, and there were three trophies on the balcony. What's that about?
I think it was for the Chiefs when they won it.
Yeah,
I'm guessing it's because it was the third time they'd won the trophy, so they'd like dug it out.
Do you not remember
again.
The first Premier League title when they gave everyone a little trophy?
Yeah, but we didn't celebrate with fucking when we won it three on the bounce.
Yeah, this is America, apparently.
Right, okay.
Arsenal got a goal, didn't they?
Go on.
So, regarding the 25%, I think that your words before me, you said cautious optimism are right, and I think that you have to be more optimistic about it than being negative about it. My major concern, first and foremost, is... The Glazers now can be completely, almost unblameable, really, if anything goes wrong. That needs addressing. Everyone needs to know that. Is that if the sporting side goes wrong, to them, it doesn't really matter. It's been going wrong anyway. And they go, look, it wasn't us. This is just how it is here. You know,
well, it's another no-brainer.
It's perfect for them. This is an absolute dream scenario for the Glazers. Now, obviously, they still need holding to account, being 75% or whatever, you know, and all the rest of it. They still need to make sure that, you know, we'd be better off if we were 100%, whatever. But I actually think that, at least with Ratcliffe and Brailsford, I think that at least, and again, Brailsford, I know he doesn't know anything about football and doesn't proclaim to know anything about football, and he's a cycling expert and all the rest of it. But I think that at least Ratcliffe, though, he understands what British football culture is. And I think that's something to be said. For example, we have always mentioned a lot recently, and I think Nathan just alluded to it before by saying we're worried that, you know, Old Trafford's going to go from 50,000 season ticket holders to 15 or 20,000 season ticket holders. And if someone gives it up, it isn't going to get renewed by somebody else because they want people to pay £200-300 to go and watch them. And that's exactly how it is in the NFL, and that's how the Americans want it to be here. You know, I went to watch Tom Brady last year in the NFL, and very quickly...
Who was he against?
Hey?
Who was he playing against?
He was playing against the Atlanta Falcons.
Oh,
but it was $189. The Atlanta Falcons, yeah. Simpsons reference there for anyone.
I've never watched it.
Oh, no, Barney! Come on, come on.
But that ticket was $189 to go and do that. And I know full well that they could charge that for Man United games and people will pay that face value, as they have been doing. And that's what they want. And I think that at least with this whole Ratcliffe-Brailsford thing, I don't think that's necessarily going to stop, because I don't think they're going to be asked too much about the money making. So that's not what I'm saying.
They need to make money.
But I think that at the same time, they need to make the money because of FFP and all the rest of it, and for a variety of different reasons. But I still think that they're going to try and at least hold on to that core of season ticket holders, because they need that kind of, you know, British fan that's still going there, though, because they understand that there's absolutely... I still think they believe in that, and I think that that's my cautious optimism that I have at the moment. I also think that with them taking over, and I don't think that, you know, Brailsford's obviously necessarily knows all about football, and I think everyone knows about that, but the man is so determined to do well. And I think that we've had people in roles that haven't really been asked about doing well. And I think that he really prides himself on getting things right. And Nathan knows far more about cycling. He's well into cycling and probably be able to say far more about it than I can do. But I still think that having someone in role that actually cares is so vital to a football club. And that's where we've been at. We've had people that haven't been bothered about it. He actually prides himself on getting the best people in a position and in a role to succeed and do well. And I can't wait to see who he brings in for that fundamental footballing structure, whether they feel
well,
Ten Hag's
like
part of
that. What's his name? Because he was there the other day.
Jean Blanc.
Yeah.
Then great. And if they think he's the right man, I know they've made mistakes, but I think it's...
People cite Nice
and say, it's not gone great, it's not been amazing. Okay, things are ticking. Are they really going to eclipse PSG? I don't think really anyone expects that. Does anyone really expect us to eclipse City with the spending they can do and all the rest of it? I don't know. But at least we can be better than what we are. Now, the thing is, though, is that they've made mistakes at Nice and they know what's gone wrong and hasn't worked.
Well,
and they can improve on that now because they've had experience in it.
Like,
so at least it's something. We're not the tester product, where we have been the tester product.
But the beast of United is, it can eat you as owners, it can eat you as fucking players. You know, like, it's not like anything else.
I think the Nice comparison, like, because obviously on Twitter and everything, like, when it was all going on, everyone was like, look, they've done shit at Nice. But they were also constrained to that, and they were up against, Nice were a small club compared to what they were coming up against. And they improved to the scale that they are, you know, do you know what I mean? So they weren't worse off after they took over. They were better than they were, but they were never going to be able to compete against the PSG.
They've obviously been planning for this, though, because Nice is like, they're just little testing. It was going to be Chelsea, you know, like, if
at that point, there was no chance of them getting
there. That's the thing. It's a bad thing because he cares so much about United. It would have been Chelsea a year ago, but equally, they have obviously had this plan.
You don't get a season ticket at Stamford Bridge if you care about United.
Exactly.
But that's important, Nathan. It's important. It wasn't important.
Glenn, who listens to this, has had season tickets to City. He has them for work. It's the same thing. You take people along. If they live in London, you take them to...
Yeah, I was
going to
say, business guys
business.
Have fucking...
He was sat
tickets.
Watching
yeah,
Chelsea,
I don't...
But that's, supporting Chelsea.
But that's why...
He had them for
yeah, but he said
business.
In interviews,
but it's in
he
London.
Said...
You're in London.
No, but he said
difference.
United was too
Chelsea
far, and I do... But
got the
I get
fly people.
But we're looking at
helicopters
it.
Helicopters from in Old Trafford from London.
We're
it's
looking at it.
All right, Michael Knighton.
You can't do that, though. You can't.
We're looking at it from...
Random people don't want to go watch Chelsea. They'll wank the shit.
But
we've
got... No, but listen.
Get on a fucking shopping trip.
No, because Chelsea... No,
get
them. No, you're wrong, because Chelsea's fashionable.
Private jet it if you've
got... Chelsea's fashionable. And I know they're not fashionable now, but Chelsea, the area, is the place that people do business.
Like, we've got to take that.
You're
bollocks. He's a fan.
Listen,
Nick.
Bollocks
answer.
No,
right. You're a bollocks answer.
To literally
your mum's a bollocks
give him some sort of like recognition.
Right. We've
for
got
it.
To stop.
You've got the money.
Listen.
Fly them up.
So
here.
Hang on.
Come
so
here.
Right. Just
for a second.
Just
right.
Right.
For a second.
People are going to have to calm down. Right. No, we're going to have to calm down.
Just listen.
Matter if it's good or bad. It's a circus.
Hang on.
Get them up here.
So hang on. So
bollocks. Not having it.
Hang on. You were in favour. You were in favour. Hang on. You were in favour of him though. You're in favour of the 25 and the...
No, I said I've got cautious optimism, but yeah, I'm saying so is...
I agree
money,
with Nick.
Can having just, box Nick, office tickets at Chelsea is bollocks.
Get thrown out of the airport for
Can I just
It's not right, far.
Right, can I just say, we've got to far. Start...
You're not far.
We've got to far. Start looking at these people... No. These people, like, they're fans. They're not fans.
No, they're not.
He's not a Stretford Ender. He's not this. He might have grown up in this era. And this area. Fucking hell, some of the words.
Yeah.
But it is like, we look, and then we, again, ordain them. I do. I agree with Nick on that. I didn't like that. I don't feel comfortable. But then I'm not looking at it as a multi-billionaire. He doesn't give a shit. And do you think...
I don't want to upset Phil, my learned friend, but I know people from round here who have season tickets in Manchester City. Because
Jim Ratcliffe.
Because you're going to go and watch the Champions.
Sir Jim Ratcliffe.
And do business.
Well, I don't understand that. I have no comprehension of it. Because the only team I was brought up from to the moment is to see Man United. And that, but
well, I believe.
We do not know what a billionaire is.
Nick Val has
like.
Got a season ticket at West Indies being short. And I mean, he's a right fucking turn.
We do not know what a billionaire thinks. And we've got to stop thinking, he's a fan.
Well, who was the worst one, though? Michael Knighton. Michael Knighton was the one that we believed. Or before my time, everyone thought, he wears a United shirt, so he must be all right.
We've got to. Bollocks. Listen, we've got to stop thinking like that and think, why are they here?
Business.
It's a bit because his final... He's a sporting enterprise, and why does he do it? Part the greenwashing, and then it's part his own identity. Because, you know, he'll be profoundly remembered for what he does at United. No one will remember the belching, but no one will remember the bicycling.
Nobody
Let's
will
be
remember
honest.
The pollution that his company does.
No, but no one will remember the cycling.
Which no one's brought up yet, by the way.
Oh, we have in the mag, come on.
No,
like, that's what I'm saying.
Sorry,
we can only...
now.
And
no one
there's
else
a lot of red
about
No, but we
People
can't.
Have mentioned it.
But like, that's why the fanzine is there to prod and poke. Right, final thoughts, Phil. This has all got tetchy when it needn't have got tetchy.
Jeremy's final thoughts.
Jeremy's final thought. Nick's the nicest. I've never seen him this angry.
Oh, he's nasty.
He's the nicest person.
Oh, he gets
ever
nasty.
Met.
Yeah, that's
the
nasty. He
hides it.
Yeah, we could.
Really?
Nasty Nick.
Yeah.
Bad Nick. Yeah, bad Nick's come up a few times.
Oh well,
you won't get an apology.
He's like Sancho.
Do you know what? I'm off drinking Dortmund. I'm gone. Oh shit, yeah.
Nick can do it in a farmer's league.
Right, so final thought.
Go on.
Final thought. Look, it's the same final thought as every time. It's Man United. We'll never. What are you?
Have you had a nice quick drink, Phil?
I've had a quick
drink.
The beauty of football.
If the person
is
picking me up from the station for
me. Oh, the beauty of football is I watched Wigan and I saw 100 people, I saw people I know arguing that Rashford had had a good game, and then people I know who I love equally going Rashford had a fucking stinker. And I thought, there is the beauty of Manchester United in a nutshell, that we can all look at it totally different. But I don't, the mag is there to prog. I wish we didn't, but we will hold them all to account. None of us, we all want, every single one, the one. Great, every single one of us just wants to walk into the distance, like I said earlier to Melissa. Some great new chapter. But I don't know. And don't know might be in this instance a good don't know, because we talk, I say a lot of don't knows, don't finish sentences. But the don't knowing might just be a good thing after them. But they've scarred us so badly that even, like, I'm that sceptical that I don't think they're gone. I'll admit, I don't think that they're gone. You know, like, even you can show me the details and I read it and it's in Swahili.
Well, they're not gone.
No, but they're even the thing that they will be gone, I don't trust them. I just don't trust them.
It has to at least be better than what it was. And you're right, I don't think they're going to go anywhere now. I think that they've relinquished control and can still get the money.
And I've grown up in a family that there's no good billionaires, there's no good people, you know, we're all flawed. There's no good, you know, billionaires. There can't be. There couldn't fucking. You couldn't get a billion in your back. Imagine how hard it is to get a tenner in your pocket. So, what do you have to do to get the billion? Anyway, have we.
I'm just happy again that I'm sat here chatting with you rather than
on a beach. Let's talk. That's how I wanted to.
I would rather be on a beach.
And also, what was Christmas like? Because you came back right bang on Christmas. Was it good or did it feel just a bit surreal? And then you sold on Boxing.
To be fair, Christmas is great. Like I'm not got a partner. I've not got the family. Like I just go to my dad's, and you know
your partner is Nick.
That's Nathan's play out there. Just but,
so the build up to it, I don't really care about. Do you know what I mean? So it was quite nice that I got to skip all the build up, and I was literally there. My dad picked me up at 7 a.m. Like legend, picked me up, and I had a little nap. And then my first meal back was a massive Christmas dinner.
What was that like? I didn't...
It was superb.
there's a lot of joy in that.
And I tried, it was all I was thinking about on the way back. Like, I hate flying. I sat for 10 hours, 14 hours, watching a map on the screen in front of me because I can't watch films because I'm just like, I'm not happy. So it was horrible.
I can vouch for that, by the way. Nathan is like Thumper from Bambi on the fly with his leggings.
But yeah, it was amazing. It was amazing.
Well, you can't watch any film. I just can't
do it because I can't concentrate enough. And then coming back and selling, that was fine. It was great.
And what was your favourite place now you've reflected on it?
Vietnam was the best. Amazing. Like, it was just amazing.
And one spot, because we're talking with Bev after. What was it? There was one place out of the whole tour.
Well, there's a place called Trang Anh that I went to where I did like a little boat trip. That was amazing. It's where they filmed like Kong Skull Island. That was amazing. But then when I went in Cambodia and I did them a couple of days on the bike around like Angkor Wat and stuff. It's just another world. It's amazing. Like, I'd recommend it to anyone. But weirdly, like those nights where I was just watching the matches and it was shit, obviously, but I looked forward to having them to watch and then doing my little podcast, little things. And
but what was the fervour like? You know, like forgetting the Pornhub bit, but was there interest?
To be fair, the first one, how many United kits
did you see?
There was, and I know this is me being biased, but there was a lot more United kits than there was anything else. Which made me feel good because it's like, obviously, there was a couple, but not the tie links as well.
About the Ronaldo Saudi shirt.
I saw that in holiday.
But it did sort of make me feel a bit better. Like, you know, it's still there. Yeah. That you've still got that. And it. But in terms of Sir Jim, I think nothing's going to change quickly. But they just need to be sensible, and I think it's been a long time that we've had sensible people making decisions, and it can't get any worse. And it's going to take time, but I think I'm not going to say that we're going to win the league in 5 years. I don't know if we will, because I do think we are behind, and I think we are restricted by the money and stuff, which is crazy because we make more money than almost anyone. But it can't be any worse.
The club don't think like us, but all joking, you know, when we were in the league, I think our whole attitude, like, specifically if I was going in as Brailsford or whatever, go, for starters, when you in the debate about top four, but when you get to top four, what do you have to do to maintain that?
Because that's in the worry.
We always look for the next step. We constantly don't. We get it, and then we fuck up the next season.
Nick said, if they want to be winners, and I think that's the difference, isn't it? Because I think the Glazers have never been asked about actually winning.
No.
They've just wanted to get that money, which is, I've said it so many times, is the most ironic thing. If you want to make money, surely being the best team and winning stuff is going to give you so much more money. Why have you never wanted to do that?
A lot of it is for PR. Everything in business is PR. You know, how you look. So he knows he will be well advised. The past month, going to Old Trafford, having, you know, like a presence there, is immediately more than we've seen from the Glazers. So it's a good look. Yeah. You know, I am doing more than this lot, even though I'm still only 25.
Like,
you know, we've questioned Eric. I wouldn't be surprised if they, like you say, they make that change. And like you say, Potter is.
But I think
he would probably be the favourite. But we'll see. I don't think there's not going to be a change made before the end of the season. That's not going to happen. But I do think.
But there's size.
If we don't win the FA Cup and we don't finish top four, top five, then it's going to happen.
It could get poisonous. But there's lots of big decisions on Rashford's future. You know, like we haven't even got into that. We'll get into that next.
Pretty sizable contracts, haven't they? I mean, Anthony's here for the long haul, isn't he? And again, it's going to be another.
So, in a year's time, would you be surprised if Anthony was sent on loan to Ajax?
No, that's what I'm saying before.
We're signing these players, and it's not working, and then we're having to loan.
That's what I'm thinking. And as you said, those
Sanchez, we did that for Sanchez.
Yeah.
It's the same thing over and over again.
And we're hopefully,
if we get new people in, it will change. But it's going to take time.
Eric, but he said, you know, look at February and March, and how many people were saying, I've had a successful set of transfer windows. You know, and we were. We were saying, and then it. The official site said after Aston Villa, the headline was, is this a turning point for United? And I immediately looked at it and went, no. And so it proved to be. Right, it's good to be back, everyone.
Hate of the week?
Oh, it's January.
I've done that.
My hate of the week, and I didn't realise it until today, is Anana's got Darren Fletcher's number. I just want to leave that there. I'm very upset about that.
I'm just glad that Nathan's gone through a whole park pod without mentioning Anana.
Mentioning before.
Sorry.
Before.
Okay. Let it go.
I just had to get him in there.
He lets it go.